I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Joshua, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with a man from Cessnock whose nickname is Tubbsy. And Tubbsy, if you're listening, I'm going to be in Cessnock on the 7th of June, so let's catch up.
Where's Cessnock?
Near Newcastle. I found out today that Cessnock has the highest rate in Australia of stolen cars.
On your Tubbsy. Yeah.
It sounds Ukrainian. Like, it says not sounds like an outskirt of Ukraine.
Have you ever stolen a car?
I've never stolen a car. The only thing I've ever stolen is I stole a bike lock and it wasn't even my fault.
Was it attached to a bike?
Yeah. No.
Just thought, I'm going to stop at the bike lock. I'm happy now.
It was Kmart in Burnie. I went there with my dad and I was just playing with it as we were going through the checkout, and Dad paid for whatever he was paying for and just said, come on, come on. And I walked out and I think Dad knew that I'd stolen it, but he was thinking no one's going to stop an eight-year-old kid. Yeah. Like, and so
free bike lock.
Free bike lock.
I mean, that's a classic ploy.
Yeah.
That is the classic excuse. What, this? Oh, I forgot to pay for it.
Oh, it's my bloody kid.
You know what kids are like, eh?
All right, our first guest is a comedian, an author and a broadcaster. If you type her name into Google, the search suggestions are her name tattoo, her name haircut, and her name blonde. Please welcome back to the podcast. It's Jo Stanley.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. It's lovely to be here in this very cozy little studio.
Yeah, we're recording this at Stupid Doll Studios in Brunswick.
It's beautiful, except as I arrived, I was told there was a mouse.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
I think they just got into a business magazine as an up and coming entrepreneurial group.
There was also I don't know if you guys were, because you guys also have space here. The other three guests, I will introduce you in a minute. There was a thing going around going, hey, do we catch it ethically? Or
really?
Do we just catch it in a regular trap?
Just kill that fucker.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, did I swear on this?
Yeah. Is that on the Facebook group or where was this?
Beck asked me if I could go and just go to Bunnings and buy some actual real traps, not these kind of ethical traps where you catch it and it gets to open up its own co-op.
But what do you do once you catch it ethically?
You take it outside.
Oh, no.
You drive it to the bush.
You send it to a Steiner school.
Also joining us is a man who is one third of the sketch trio Auntie Donna. If you search his name on Facebook, you get a link to an American woman named Kelly Broden who asks you to click the link to see her sexy photos and videos attract.
Yeah.
Please welcome, it's Broden Kelly.
Yeah, missing house rules for this. All right.
You do have one of those names where your surname is like a first name and your first name is like a surname.
Yeah, that was high school. Mm. That was every period if there was a fill-in teacher. Kelly, and then that was the class just being made fun of.
I'm sorry to take you back there.
Yeah, no, it hurt. And I was in year eight when the word ranger was coined. And I'm redheaded.
Are you? I can't tell you're wearing a beanie.
Yeah, and there's no more hair anymore.
You lifted up the beanie. Stress.
I wanted to say.
There was nothing there.
I might be sitting next to a Prince Harry lookalike.
My auntie Gail used to say when I was in year 12 that I looked like Prince Harry. Not anymore.
Oh,
but, thanks, Auntie Gail.
But Harry's started to lose his hair.
Yeah.
Not that Megan cares at all.
No.
No.
He's a prince. Why would she care? She's gotten out of suits.
Yeah. she's. Did you see the way she looked at him?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful and real.
My mother said you can tell she's an actress.
I thought, Mum, why is love dead for you?
Our next guest is a comedian and a broadcaster who shares her name with a Melbourne communications manager and a personal trainer at Curves in Morwell. Ooh. But the one we have here is from the podcast Do Go On. Please welcome, it's Jess Perkins.
Oh, that's like the third best option. Cool. There's a PT.
You gave a knowing nod at the PT.
I've Googled myself, obviously, yeah. And I have come across the PT. What was the other one?
Melbourne Communications Manager.
Ooh. Yeah. What's that even mean?
I don't know. She answers the phones.
She's a good talker.
Apologies to any communications managers out there.
Doesn't it mean marketing and something like that?
Am I wrong that you've worked in a call centre?
Oh, yep.
So you are in the communications.
I have a media and communications degree.
Oh, really?
That I've not used.
Maybe this person's using yours.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
And finally, is a comedian and a podcaster who shares his name with a truck driver from South Australia and an assistant backroom coordinator at TJ Maxx in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Please welcome also from Do Go On, it's Dave Warnocky.
Hello, Tubbsy.
Thanks.
Recap there, a assistant backroom coordinator. Sounds very sexual.
It could very easily be.
And can I also say I have a master's in communication.
Master's?
I can't tell you what that means. I don't know what communications is.
Well, you must have done some study.
Yeah, what do you study? What subjects do you do then?
It was basically journalism.
Okay.
Basically. Did you write a thesis?
I had to write a mini one.
On what?
A mini thesis? Feels like a cop-out. Then again, it was a communications master's.
It was a thesis.
Well, the biggest cop-out is that I applied to do a PhD afterwards and I was going to write about podcasts.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, that's...
And instead I just made a podcast. Yeah. So there you go. That was much better. Much better decision.
Way more practical.
Are you telling me you have a master's in communication?
Yes, sir.
And you can't tell us...
No, let me just stop you there. It's not just communication. It's global communication is the title.
You can't tell us anywhere what your master's is.
Our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. We'll all read out a status update by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it or Facebooked it. Mm-hmm. If you guess correctly, you get a point. But if you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote it, they get the point.
It's Facebook as well as
So
Twitter.
That's included.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is social media, I guess.
That is social media, yes.
Instagram?
Well, no, only in the live shows. Okay, so if it's yours, you can't buzz in for your own. Your names are your buzzers. Poker face is on. Your first one is this one. I'm flying to Brisbane tonight and I've downloaded 24 hours worth of music, podcasts and TV shows to last this 2-hour flight.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, that is Miss Jess Perkins.
You are correct, yes.
Who plans everything to a T.
Now, you guys have an advantage here. You guys do a podcast together.
Yes.
But I was talking to Matt Stewart, your other member of the podcast, and he says that you guys don't really talk off mic.
We refuse.
Yeah. Oh. He was going, I don't think it's going to be any advantage, but no. I think it is.
Yeah, well, Dave, I think, stalks me a lot.
Man, let's compare how many followers you have and how many I have.
It's a tight race.
We're very jealous of each other.
I don't know. Who does have the most out of
I actually don't do that. No. So I just wanted to make it sound like we didn't talk off air and that we hated each other.
We're very good friends.
So what was in all that you downloaded? What's your top two, three? Where do you, go to?
And you
to?
Don't have to say Broden and I podcast because we're in the room. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
obviously,
a given. We know that.
It'd probably be my own podcast just to listen back. No, I would probably go for I like storytelling ones like The Moth. I love The Moth.
Oh, The Moth's amazing.
But it always makes me cry. Every time. Even the happy stories. I'm like, oh, God.
What?
It's so beautiful.
That's really great for a plane trip.
Especially a short flight. Yeah. You know? Just get it in early that you're the crazy one on the plane.
When I was in year 7, I didn't sleep for a week because I watched The Mothman Prophecies. Anyway.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Is that Richard Gere?
Yeah, Richard Gere.
Oh, my God.
It's about a Mothman. What is?
I didn't sleep for a week after I watched Pretty Woman for different reasons. Yeah.
Sorry, I was a tangent. What is the Moth?
The Moth's a storytelling. It's like out of the US, but they do it here in Australia as well.
It's super cool though. They get people to tell stories about their life, so they're not comedians or performers necessarily. They've just had incredible things happen to them.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's like a less inspiring TED Talk, but way better than a TED Talk.
Yeah. And without that smug lesson that they like to share. There's no lesson.
Sometimes it can just be a fun story. Mm. Yeah.
Question two, speaking of fun stories. When you get up early to go for a run and accidentally join a triathlon course and find yourself in the changeover gate and everyone yells at you and you can't work out how to get out of the maze and you nearly get run over by a furious triathletes on bikes, great morning.
Broden.
Yes, Broden.
Joe.
You are correct. Yes, it was. A point there for Broden.
I don't want to break the code of how to...
Did I look like I was going,
if whoever's looking at the table when the tweet's read is the person who tweeted it. That's my new thing.
Yes.
Great. Now we all have to stare at the ceiling instead.
That's super clever. I think I did give it away because I think I was nodding going, yes, that did happen. Yes. Yeah. Also, it was a very bad morning.
Who's going for a run here? You or Dave as well?
Oh, Jeff's not even included in this.
We just had a Jess question. Statistically, are you going to double up on a...
You don't know.
I have done that before.
He's really playing the game.
How dare you?
It's a numbers game.
I didn't know you were so competitive.
I'm the money ball of Don't You Know Who I Am.
Yeah. So anyway, I was yelled at by very fit people and I was scared.
So how did you get out of the maze? Did you just...
I had to climb under... I had to climb underneath some of those... You know, the flag ropes, and then over the big thing, plastic things that have water in them, all whilst having these bikes bearing down on me. And really, I don't know even how it happened, but I was really annoyed they were there because I wanted to feel smug about being up early and running.
Would have been great if it was near the end and you won the entire race.
I know. I did run past the drinks table and take some Gatorade, though. No one knew.
Question three. Moldy bread in the bin, moldy orange in the bin, moldy cheese in my mouth.
Joe.
Food is weird. Yes, Joe.
Sorry, Joe. I remember you said let you get the tweet out before I say anything. I think Broden.
You are incorrect. It was Dave Warnocky. Yeah. Another point there for Dave.
I love a bit of blue cheese. Oh, yes. Love a bit of mold.
I understand why you thought it could have been Broden, though, because I did read it like an Auntie Donna song.
Yeah. And I am a grot.
Hey, so... Here's a question for you then, Dave, right? Mm-hmm. I was cooking a lasagna the other night and I was making my bechamel sauce.
Mm. Oh, okay. I love a bechamel.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you say bechamel. Whatever.
I wasn't trying to correct you.
For a second, I was the most dull person alive. Anyway, and I was putting parmesan in and when I put
love parmesan.
I realised that the cheese was mouldy.
Ooh.
And had blue bits in the parmesan, right? So I was taking the parmesan out because I thought, but then I've gone, well, it's just blue cheese. Mm, but is there a difference?
I think there would be. There's safe mould and no mould.
Oh, I think that's bullshit.
But it is
it's
cheese.
It's just cheese mould.
You're a 27-year-old man who just said no mold. Oh.
I have to ask myself every day.
There's good mold and no mold.
It's a no mold. It's a no mold.
For the listeners, just so you know, Dave looked at the wall. He made a point of looking at the wall, but it was a very still look. Like, he wasn't thinking, who said this? He's like, I said this.
Okay. I'm just looking at Josh the whole time.
All right.
Ooh.
Let's
That's
go.
My game.
I'm just going to close
Question
my
Question four.
Why wouldn't you? He's a beautiful man.
He's gorgeous.
Thank you, Broden. When I was younger, if I was eating a packet of chips and found a green one, I'd throw it away. Now I'm old and greedy, I eat them all. I figure if I get sick, I'll sue.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Jess.
No, that was Dave again.
Love a green chip.
You thought that he wouldn't trick us with order.
To be honest, I thought that one was me. I honestly did. I thought I said it at one point.
I may have copied you there, Broden.
Perhaps.
So it seems mouldy chips are okay too.
Yeah, these days.
As mouldy chips.
What about hot chips when you get that brown one? Every bundle of chips has a brown one with like a black eye in
it. Is it crunchy?
I guess so. I reckon it's just been in the fry for too long.
Yeah, for me, the crunchier the better.
Mm. You like a crunchy chip?
But I get your point, Josh, about the black eye.
Yeah.
Or that's because, you know, when you're cooking, you cut that little bit off.
Yes.
So don't be, you know, they're lazy. They've left all
that. I was talking to someone who owned a fish and chip shop and they say you can get, like, they were using Edgell's chips.
Mm-hmm. Edgell's.
And you can get A grade, B grade, or C grade.
Really?
See, if you get small little stubby chips, they're C grade Edgell's chips. Hot chips.
We're at the pub, right?
Yes.
We get a big bowl of hot chips. The last ones to be eaten for me are the big, fat...
Big ones.
Normal ones. I'm going the crispies on the side.
I'm going
the floppy ones. The big ones, they're hot in the middle and they're a bit boring. Am I the only one?
So I go for C's as well.
Yeah.
You like a C.
Yeah.
And so was this person telling you?
The smaller the C, the better. All right. But is it true? So were they saying that they mix some A chips, some B chips, some C?
No, depending on the level of fish and chip shop you are, you'll get A's if you're doing well. Oh. Or if you're just starting off, maybe start with C's.
Oh, they just don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, we'll just get C's.
I'd back myself. I'd be like, no, A chips for A my chips. Customers. And I'd go bankrupt.
Question 5. How come everyone in the 70s thought the future would look like shopping centres and university campuses?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Is that Joe?
No, that is Broden Kelly there.
Oh, Broden.
And I was looking at you.
At you looking at me.
Yeah, okay. Josh. So.
Please explain.
Josh, what you're about to say, I am the representative of a comedy group. All my social media handles are Auntie Donna's social media handles. So I didn't write that one. But I do think it is funny.
You got a writer.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a writing room. Dave is one of them. No, what is it again? I think Zach wrote that one.
It says, how come everyone in the 70s thought the future would look like shopping centres and university campuses? Which is true. You look at, like, movies from the 70s were set in the future. Everyone was wearing the same clothing and it was just big, like, mall-type places.
Yeah, like fancy new Westfields. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It's a beautiful tweet. And I'm sure it's a very Zach idea. Oh.
He'll like the fact we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Question 6. Kiwi friend at her first ever footy game. Does someone narrate the game? Who wrote that?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
I'm going to have a stab and say Broden.
No, you're incorrect. It was Jess.
Oh, yeah.
What's the point?
Looking at the table. Looking at the table.
There are 3 big football fans in the room. I'm not sure if you are.
You are not pointing at me.
No, I'm not.
Thank goodness.
Because who's your team?
Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Go Pies.
Collingwood.
Pies are looking good.
And Melbourne.
And Melbourne, the best team
in the bottom eight.
Top four at the moment. I don't know what to say. Bizarre. It's bizarre. But yes, no, we are all footy fans.
That's why I put that one in there. Dave might guess it.
So you took your Kiwi friends this to, was the on footy the weekend, to see Collingwood?
No, they were playing. It was Hawks and West Coast. Went with some friends. It was her first game, and it was very cute. Did somebody narrate this? Because she was expecting a commentator.
What's the answer to that question? Does someone narrate it?
Dave.
What does she mean? Does she mean is there
like
a commentator?
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. Because I think she would have watched other sports on TV, and she was kind of expecting a commentator. I was like, it would be a bit cruel if they were doing that live, like at the game.
Lights up on the MCG.
Is she a theatre person? Yeah, like that, because you know when you see sports people go to the theatre, they always call interval halftime.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same for theatre people.
She's a film person, that's probably about right, yeah.
Patrick Dangerfield gave a knowing look as if to say I'd been here before.
But you know, the Queen famously said when the goal umpires walked out, she said, "Oh, what do the butchers do?"
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
And again, what do the butchers do?
Wave some flags.
They really do butcher it at times.
Question 7. This morning I fixed a broken printer without yelling at it or kicking it. It feels good to be the first person in all of humanity to do something.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Dave?
You are correct, yes.
I did it. I was pretty very impractical person, so to be able to fix something without getting angry.
Felt good?
It felt really good.
Mm. Was it just a paper jam?
No, it was a dirty roller.
My nickname in high school.
Dirty roller sounds to me like buy new Printaton for me. Like, I'm not replacing a roller.
Sounds like delete your internet history.
Did it tell you that it had a dirty roller? How did you know?
I got a dirty roller.
Started telling me in a computery voice. Basically, I sort of Googled the problem and it said that you may have a dirty roller. And I nearly did just throw out the printer. I thought, all right, I'll have one go at this. Pulled it apart. Lo and behold, dirty roller.
Oh. Wow.
Did you let the last 3 people who printed something on that know that they might too have dirty rollers?
Someone's ruined this.
Question 8. I just spent the best part of an hour watching a praying mantis eat a spider and clean his feet. I really need to get a job.
Broden.
Yes, Broden.
Joe.
You are correct, yes. Yeah. That's Broden.
You went way back.
Yeah.
Like so far back. Yeah. I think that was the the last time I got sacked, like not the, yeah. the most recent time, but the time before that. And it was very fascinating watching
the
praying mantis.
I love praying
mantis. They're very pretty.
They're really cool, aren't they? They yes. really look at you.
Yeah, they were like, yeah. Mm. He was going, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
How
just
long?
Just eating a spider.
How long did it take?
Ages. Like it really, I mean, it's got a teeny tiny mouth.
Wow.
So, you know, it can't just shove it down.
Yeah.
It's oh, just got to nibble delicately.
Like an hour?
Well, I said the best part of an hour. Didn't
yeah,
I?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Wow. Crikey
yeah.
Moses.
It's awesome. Crikey Moses. Fascinating.
Question nine. Are we really going to just accept that trailers on the internet now have little trailers before them? Is this the new normal?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
I'm going to say that's Dave.
You are incorrect. Oh, it was Broden.
Do you think it was me because I laughed?
I say Broden and then I went, no, he's being tricky.
They do all have them at the start of
yeah.
them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Mm.
I don't like it.
We tell it like it is over at Auntie yeah. Donna, yeah. a sketch comedy group.
Was that one of your ones? Or?
No, no, I don't.
Is that a Zach?
Mine's going to be like, will someone tell Simon Goodwin that inside 50 is start like football?
Please tell me
football clubs.
Tweet number 10 starts with, will someone tell me?
No. Quick tweet number 10 is, IKEA is the closest most cities have to Disneyland.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Broden.
You are correct, yes.
So I have
a shitty poker face.
I saw Jess looking around the room and then I saw her look at me and I started to laugh and I thought, she doesn't get it now.
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
Which you know is true.
No, never. Hey, you back yourself. You back yourself in. Good job.
At the end of the round. The scores are Joe Stanley, 0 points.
Yeah.
Digging off the mark there. That's fine.
Yeah.
Broden Kelly, 3 points.
Ooh.
Jess Perkins, also 3 points.
Ooh.
We're in the lead on 4 points. It's Dave Warnocky.
Oh. Well done, Dave.
Mine to lose. Yeah.
Really is, especially this round, because this round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back and I'm glad you laughed. No one ever laughs.
No,
like
it's up
it.
For me.
I didn't favorite. Know what you were doing. What noise did you make?
Kind of like Flavor Flav saying yeah. Year Boy.
Yeah.
I say Yearbook.
Oh,
mate, I listen every week and I'm laughing in the car alone.
Great. And it's even better when you have to explain it.
Jokes
I'm
are,
so
I think.
Sorry.
I
That's...
think jokes are better.
Yeah, book.
That's it.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah, book.
No, it's year.
Yearbook.
Yearbook.
Oh,
yearbook.
Oh, so I'm so sorry.
It's twice as clever.
We go back in time and talk about an event from our school days, which has stayed with us. And today we're going to go back and talk about a younger Dave Warnocky.
Oh.
Who, while at uni, he threw a house party in his parents' house while they were away. Now, Dave's neighbours were renowned for throwing loud parties, and when his parents left, they told a young David, under no circumstances are you to throw a party because we need to have the moral high ground over the neighbours.
Oh. That Dave, sounds like something your parents would say.
That bit is definitely true. Yeah. That bit is very true.
Dave did not listen, and how exactly did they lose this moral high ground?
Oh.
Was it A... The party.
What are you, Ferris Bueller?
The party was in winter, and in the backyard they had a barrel drum with a fire in it. As the night progressed, the firewood got scarce, so some of Dave's party guests thought the fence palings would make great firewood and started ripping them off.
Yeah.
Dave was too drunk to realise until the morning that this was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Was it B, a guest of the party decided to go exploring and explored right into the neighbour's house? They told him to get out, and he did so by running and jumping off their second-story balcony while shouting, I'm Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, two members of Dave's party went to have some alone time. They did this in the neighbour's front yard while using the front window for leverage.
Oh.
The outside security light didn't stop them, but the opening of the curtains of the window did, along with the camera phone, which Dave's parents were shown as evidence when they got back.
Ooh.
A, B, or C, one of these is the truth. Two of them are lies. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Dave,
you get it, oh, sorry, I should point out, you get a point if you get it right.
Right.
Dave gets the point if you get it wrong.
Okay.
You guys don't have to guess all together. You can
okay.
all guess individually.
Dave, my first question, which Hello. Of those is true?
Oh, I nearly fell for it.
Oh, geez.
So close to falling for it.
Can I just point out how beautiful your writing is? Because one, one of them, two of them aren't real, and it was beautiful detail in the writing.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know.
So you have
it
no
is.
Questions. No, you just no, want no. to compliment Joe. Yeah. That's fair.
But that's how you get points in this game.
Okay.
Bonus point there for Broden.
Joe looks like she's
I have a question. You're at uni, yes?
Yes. Yeah, this is the first time around. Not the
Not the masters.
No, no, no. This is when I was doing drama.
Oh, had that was going to be my next question. Yes. What subject? What
drama.
Were you doing?
So I had a lot of wild drama friends.
Yes, yes. Because I also studied drama undergrad, and yeah, the cast parties. Woo!
Oh, good fun.
Next level.
This is why I went to uni.
Totally. That's why you did the plays. Okay, so drama people. I just don't think drama people can make fire. So
they can show you it through the body.
Yeah,
the use of the body.
Unless they're fire dancers, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or
fire twirler.
Fire twirler.
You weren't friends with fire twirlers.
Oh no, please no.
So if you're a fire twirler and listening, stop it now. This is not for you.
Stop fire twirling or stop listening?
Both.
Part of me wants to eliminate the fire with the fence. Any further questions?
I want to eliminate jumping off the balcony. That doesn't seem like that.
Unless they were they drug affected?
I think very, very drunk.
Okay.
And what were they jumping into? Like a pool or just the ground?
Onto concrete.
That's okay.
Because my neighbor's house and my house looked very similar. Both had front balconies, but unlike our house, they had a big drop off. Ooh. We didn't.
So hold the phone. They went exploring
and
found themselves in the wrong house.
Yes, I think that they may have got lost.
Did
in
they
the wrong
think
house.
It was your house?
That's what
How
I think happened.
How enormous is your backyard?
it's quite big. Quarter acre.
He's
quarter,
Dave Warnocky of the Warnockys.
Have you not heard of the Magnets?
What suburb were you in?
Eltham.
I grew up near Eltham. Oh, look at
really?
Us. Was I at that party?
I'm from
me.
Did you jump off a balcony by any chance?
Okay, now I'm getting a picture of an Eltham backyard.
Eltham, yes. So it's a quarter acre block.
Still.
So it had quite a big yard.
Same.
But it was a backyard party, but also in the house. We're in the house and the backyard.
We're in Eltham. Is it fair to say there's a lot of gum trees?
Oh, too
sure.
many. Too
yeah.
many.
Scott, there's gum trees. Is that your question?
Yeah.
And because of that, he's going to lock in.
That area has seen quite a rise in property in the property market, hasn't it?
Yes, which is why my parents sold the house last year.
Yeah. Oh, no further questions.
End of the train line too. So that's
always
a bonus.
Hurstbridge.
Past Hurstbridge.
Oh, Hurstbridge.
Mm. Diamond Creek, Hurstbridge, Montmorency.
Oh, you miss Wattle Glen.
Wattle Glen. Mm. No one remembers Wattle Glen.
No one cares.
So did you go to the Diamond Creek Railway a lot as a kid? The little miniature railway? Is that in Diamond Creek?
That was so awesome.
Yeah, I went there.
$3. Still a good time. 15 minutes,
still
$3.
Awesome. Have you taken your kids?
Is it still only $3?
Yeah.
My grandfather taught me one of the most important lessons I ever learned there when I was 4, is I wanted to go on the beautiful train, and he said, you can't see the beautiful train if you're on it.
Ah.
Wow.
That was when I was 4, and I was like, that's an interesting notion, Pa.
Yeah.
Pa didn't have $3.
That my grandfather was a stingy bastard.
Do you want an answer from us now? Because I might have. I'm Let's really enjoying answer. The okay. question time.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to ask more questions.
Oh, just for conversation.
If you like question time, you should check out Channel 2 on a in the afternoon.
Now there's a bit of comedy.
Any questions about the people having sex out?
Oh, right. Yeah, yes. Really,
it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Oh, I know.
Because
there's
so
no way it was
winter in Eltham.
No. So the only scenario where it's winter is the one with the fire in the backyard.
Oh, okay. Because, I would not be having sex outdoors in Eltham in the winter.
Like, but in summer.
Sure. It's a balmy 18 degrees every day there.
Yeah.
It's always so cold in Eltham.
I have two more questions now.
Let's go.
What university?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say both. La Trobe.
Okay. And you were living at home.
Yes.
And you're doing drama at La Trobe.
Yeah. I was living the dream.
Here's a fun fact about Charles Joseph La Trobe. Do you know this? On his honeymoon, his wife died. He came back and married the sister.
Whoa.
Wow.
She died under suspicious circumstances.
Oh,
too.
No.
Yeah.
Were they having sex up against a window? Yeah.
Grabbed it for leverage.
Yeah. And jumped off and said, I'm Spider-Man.
The leverage interests me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you weren't there.
No, but I've seen the video.
So who filmed the video?
The neighbours, our neighbours. And then they showed it to my parents.
On what?
A phone.
What
Why
kind
did
of,
they film?
What year is this?
This is 2010, second year drama. don't know what you're trying to catch out here.
What, 2010? So your old neighbours? Young neighbours. Well, how did they? The iPhone was brought like into mainstream use in about 2008.
Yeah.
So are you telling me that your neighbours in Eltham had an iPhone 1 or 2 and they filmed it on the iPhone?
I couldn't tell you what model the phone is, but it was a camera phone.
I do. I believe that.
It came out in 2008. Are you telling me that in 2 years they adopted that technology?
I'm just saying, it's not the 2018s. Everyone's walking around with a brand new.
No, but firstly, I'm assuming they're not necessarily elderly. They could be.
No, they're a family neighbors of a similar age to ours. Exactly. But their kids could be 50 and parents something. Were absolutely wild, and my parents called them the Ferals.
Okay. Oh, good. So, there you go.
So they had the kids had parties, and the parents played country and western very loudly.
Well, now we know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Now we've got a picture of them.
Let's lock in some answers, Jess. What do you reckon?
I'm saying A.
Jess is A.
Which what
is?
Was A?
Was the bonfire?
Jess is bonfire.
Taking off the
Broden. What do you think?
I'll go B. I don't like this iPhone stuff.
You think jumped off the balcony?
Yeah.
Okay. And Joe.
I think I'm going for the sex.
The sex, which is C.
C.
Lock in the sex.
C chip. Established.
That's convening all three of us.
Yeah, one of us is going to be right.
I can confirm one of you is correct.
Yeah. I can say two of you are wrong. The correct answer was B. Oh. Broden is correct. The guy jumped off a two-story building.
That is true. That is true.
Was he okay?
My friend Reese, basically he got really, really drunk, wandered off, which he often did when he was drunk, came back too inebriated to describe what had happened. He was just muttering to himself, so he went to bed. We went to uni on Monday, and one of my classmates actually worked at the liquor shop that the neighbour managed, and she was telling everyone the next day, you wouldn't believe it last night. This guy just broke into our house, started wandering around. We said, mate, you better leave. He ran for the balcony, jumped off two stories, yelled, ooh, I'm Spider-Man. Landed on the concrete and then wandered back off into the bushes.
Craggy.
So yeah, we only found out because my friend worked with the neighbour, and my parents still don't know that happens. They still think we have the moral high ground, but we do not.
Well, wow. But you sort of do because they didn't know that person was at your party.
Yeah, they wouldn't necessarily know it was from my party.
No.
But now they do.
Yeah. Did you get in trouble for having the party?
No.
No.
No, they didn't even know I had the part.
Oh.
Perfect crime. Yeah, at the end of the round, the scores are Joe still on 0 points.
Come on, Joe.
Perfect score.
Jess Perkins on 3 points. Broden on 4 points. In the lead now on 6 points. Even further is Dave Warnicky.
How did he get? Oh, because he got
your point and Jess's point.
Ah, right. I get it.
Now this round, is called Knowing Me, Knowing You. In this round, each of you are given a fact about somebody else on the panel. You have to determine whether it happened to them or whether, in fact, it happened to me. You can ask as many questions as you want. If you're correct, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who the fact may or may not be about, they get the point. So the first one is to Dave. Now, was it Joe or was it me that went to donate our poo for poo transplants but was told that our poo wasn't healthy enough?
Aww.
All right, wow.
There could be a lot to unpack there.
There is a lot.
You can ask some questions.
Yeah.
Back in your pants.
All right, Joe, how did you hear about this poo shortage?
I read about it in a magazine whilst at the doctor's surgery, actually, but it was just like wasn't a specialist poo. Magazine. It was just like a
Woman's Day.
Poo Weekly.
Yeah, Poo Weekly.
Then I heard via someone else whose husband had Crohn's disease and had been having poo transplants.
Ah.
Mm. Was it poo idea?
Sitting there thinking the whole time.
You know, when I was a teenager, my puberty, I loved getting poo, which is zoo, but poo.
Oh, that
and Dave
quite,
had one going, Dave.
Was, smash shit. Yes. So Josh. Okay, well answered there, Joe. Josh, question for you.
Yes.
Did you get knocked back with poo in cup? Or did they just? Can they do a different test?
No, they test you first. So you went in there, and then after you delivered the first time, then you can. They trust you enough to do it at home and bring it in. But the first time, first one, you got to get tested for it.
Well, in case you bring in dog poo.
Well, they just want to test you, and so you know it's.
And how long?
So you're not just dropping shit off, and they're like, "Oh, who dropped this dirty shit off?" We need to tell them that they're not healthy.
Yeah. How long before you find out the results?
It's like instant. It's like you wait around 10 minutes and then.
And was
do
that
test.
The like most disappointing moment of your life?
Yeah, because the reason I was doing it is not also it's a good cause, but also you get paid for doing it. $50. $50 a plop.
what he did.
So $50 a plop. Is it the bigger it is, the more like is it a kilo?
Or just a set fee?
They don't need that much.
Is it by weight?
It's by weight, no. In fact, the person getting it is happy it's not as big. Like just
now, do you get paid 50 for that first one, even though it doesn't nah. They have to be accepted?
No, you got to get accepted. It's like NIDA. It might take you a few goes.
Did you get a call back?
I didn't get a call back. Oh. Although they said you just got to change your diet. My diet wasn't high in fibre enough.
Right. Is this when you're in Tassie?
No, this is here. It's a Bundoora RMIT. They do it there.
Oh, okay. And Joe, where was the clinic for you?
I didn't get that far to the clinic.
Oh, so how'd you get knocked back?
No, I got knocked back because you fill in a questionnaire and like over the phone and they said, ba-bow.
What was the thing you reckon that didn't get you across the line?
Two things.
Okay.
One is that I also have gut issues, right? I have IBS. They've gone, well, probably we could be transplanting whatever shit you're carrying around.
We're sabotage the system.
Yeah. But mainly they don't want you if you have anxiety. And I was like, well, I might have anxiety, but I think my poo's pretty relaxed. Like, I don't think it sits up there going, no, we're scared of water.
Yeah, just add that to the things I now think about when I'm anxious.
I know.
Is it because
even my shit's not good enough?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do they worry that you'll go in there and take up too much of their time when, you know, you check in and then go to the bathroom and 3 hours later you've become too anxious to give them what they want?
Fright, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. My poo has a fear of heights and it just won't go.
That's where the phrase scared shitless comes from.
So. There's a correlation between gut and brain, you see. So that's why they said, no, sorry, we don't take people with anxiety. And I've gone, well, thank you very much.
What do you think?
All right. Whilst I love a world where you get paid to poo, I'm going to say Joe.
You are correct. Oh. Yes, you are right. But you do get paid $50.
Oh.
I did research into this.
Well done.
So for the lie.
And just to explain, what they do is they take the poo and they dehydrate it and they put it in a capsule. So the person takes it that way.
Oh.
And then
they put it under a primary school for 50 years and then open it up.
Yes.
It says here that Darren loves Rachel.
Did you do research into, do they enema that or they swallow that? I think they enema it.
I just saw that there's money involved. I thought that's going to be my angle on this one. I'm doing it for cash.
Keep your heart up for cash.
Poo York Times.
Yes!
Excellent. That was great.
We'll come back to you later.
They took down Harvey Weinstein. New York Times.
Another huge shit. To Joe, now, was it Jess or was it myself who wrote Harry Potter fan fiction? Which one of us wrote Harry Potter fan fiction?
Okay. All right, interesting. Interesting that this has come to me, given I have never read or watched any of the Harry Potters. Mm. So I'm coming from a basis of complete ignorance.
Really hoping that both of you just make up characters now.
I know. So, all right, Jess, who did you write this fiction for?
A group of friends and I, we were in a year 10, all did it.
Okay. Was it of an erotic nature?
No. People definitely wrote erotic fan fiction of Harry Potter. But there was several websites where people would just write their own fan fiction. I never published any of it. I would just sort of write it myself.
To give me a plot. What happened?
I wrote myself in.
Oh, what was your name?
Because I was a real drama nerd at school.
Oh, no, I can't believe it. We all were. Let's face it. Look at us.
We've all done drama. Yeah. I know it.
Look at us. Podcast is where you go these days. When you study drama, you can't get a job.
You can't.
We have graduates in several different podcasts.
That's what they say on the website.
Yeah. Graduates of the Ballarat University Arts Academy have performed in several podcasts across the Planet Broadcasting platform.
What was your character?
Well, I think it must have been towards the end of when the last book was coming out. So it's like we didn't know everything that had happened in the whole story. Okay. So I was writing my own character. Her name was Giselle. And
wow.
Obviously a love interest of Ron.
Really?
Yeah. What about Hermione? Where's she in this? Did you write her out?
Well, like, if it was between me and Hermione, it's my, I get to control the story.
She's writing what I mean. It, mate.
Like, were you letting?
She, no, I didn't write her out.
So you went like, oh no, she fell down a well. Who cares?
No,
she pushed her under a train. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't
that
murder
train
any
on that station that you can go to in London.
Yeah,
I didn't so murder I any it. Characters.
Well, just so you, yeah, just so you know, your fan fiction won't pass the Bechdel test.
Yeah, that's
true.
So.
Yeah, true.
So, well, riddle me this. I've never understood, why do people always go for Ron and not Harry?
I don't know. I think I liked Ron because he was funny. Well, I always liked a funny guy. Harry's a bit of a wet blanket. Parents
Harry,
are dead.
Harry's got a lot of baggage, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of baggage.
So much baggage.
I mean, he's the chosen one.
Yeah.
It's a bit to carry.
Yeah, and he's always like,
got a big scar on his head too, so it's...
This evil wizard's trying to kill me.
Okay, and so did people read your fanfiction?
I think I might have shown it to one or two of my friends. I definitely didn't publish it. And I remember just sort of writing it in class when I was bored.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't take it as seriously as some people do.
Did you get it on with Ron?
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. But I was like a really good witch. Like, I was really good at magic and they were all very impressed by that. And I'm pretty sure I made my character Australian too.
How does that work?
I don't know. She transferred there. I'm not sure. I don't remember those details.
This is like Monster High. They've got an Australian character in Monster High.
I was like, well, I'm going to represent Australia.
Okay. All right. Josh, did you get it on with Ron?
No.
Or Hermione.
Mine was very different. Mine, because I was working as a school librarian, and the gap between when the books were released was too much for the kids at Collingwood College, and so we wrote our own little chapters of... Harry
Potter.
Oh,
so you did it as an exercise with the kids?
Yeah, it was like, it was still writing fan fiction though. Like,
Sure. But you weren't some nerd in a classroom desperate to be involved
in
the
Harry
Potter mythology. You were exploring children's creativity.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I was still a nerd in the classroom though.
Okay, what was your plot?
My plot? So I wrote about Draco's Malfoy. Draco Malfoy. Sorry.
Is that a drinking game?
No, that's
is it? That's it should be.
It's the evil guy. I was trying to write it so, because he is quite evil in the thing. He's that, actually looking very similar to how you're looking at the minute. He's very blonde. And he.
Oh, that guy.
That guy, yeah.
Yes, right.
And I was trying to, because a lot of these kids at Collingwood, they come from the rough area and they just need someone to give them a chance. And so my thing was like, Draco, if you just gave him a chance, gave him some love, he'd actually be a pretty good guy. So that's how I twisted it for the kids.
You had to have a little moral in there.
Yeah, had to ruin it by trying to make it educational.
You totally did. What year level was this for?
This was for the threes to sixes.
Threes to sixes?
As in like year three to year six. So they were like
10. That's quite advanced to be writing that sort of stuff.
No, it's just like draw a picture. If you can't write a story, draw a picture of something that you think should happen. A lot of it was just kind of, what do you think is going to happen in the next book? And
right. Mm. Okay.
That's a pretty low bar, draw a picture of what you think would happen.
Sometimes you do whatever you've got to do.
You've got to give the kids who don't engage with reading an option.
Right, okay, yeah, right? Cool. That's fair.
And they clearly have no children in your life.
They complete it and they get a win.
Nah. Stuff them. Nah.
Stuff them. Yeah. Go and play Minecraft.
I hope this is real because it sounds like you're doing great work.
I know. Are you still a librarian?
I work at the State Library of Victoria.
Do
That's
you?
How I know the La Trobe fact because we've got the La Trobe reading room there.
Oh, I love the State Library.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay. Mm. I'm really not getting anywhere with this. I'm going to say, it's a trick question for me because I don't think yours is fan fiction.
You don't think mine's fan fiction?
No, it doesn't count as fan fiction to me. I want to see some poor, what were you, year 10? I want to see some sad year 10
16.
Drama nerd who can't get a date to the school social just rubbing herself off over Ron Weasley. Is that his surname?
Yeah.
Yes. That's how I imagine it.
You are correct. Yes, it was Joe. It was Jess, I mean. Point there for Joe.
Was that picture very accurate that she painted at the end?
Yep. Yeah, could not get a date. Very lonely.
She's dreaming of one day having Ron Weasley walk through the door. Giselle, where have you been all my life?
I don't know where I pulled Giselle from either.
Have you kept these?
No, I don't know where they are.
Sure.
No idea.
Giselle is such a year 10 name.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to give yourself a fake name, it would be Giselle. Or for me, because it was the 80s, it was always Madison.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry to tangent, but is it true?
Or Jade.
I think it's true. Twilight fan fiction. Well, no, 50 Shades of Grey is Twilight fan fiction.
Oh, is that how it started?
In my understanding.
I think I've heard that too.
Yeah, I think they're.
Well, a porn version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So
erotic fan fiction.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm just saying there could be something in it for you, Jess Perkins.
So I should find those old notebooks.
There's a huge market
of horny old ducks.
Okay, to Jess. Yes. Was it Broden or myself whose neighbour growing up would, in plain sight of visitors, bite the warts on his knees, dab at the blood with a piece of bread.
Oh, what?
And then eat the bread.
No!
Is that Broden or is that me?
So hang on. This is a true story.
This is one of the truth of either me or Broden. Bite the warts on his knees. Get a piece of bread. Dab, dab, dab. Munch, munch, munch.
Broden.
The fuck yes. is wrong with that kid?
Where was this an adult or a child neighbour?
It was an adult.
What?
He wasn't well. He was this, but yes, he was an adult.
Well, where would he sit and do this?
Like on his steps out the front of his house. So I lived across the road from a school. I lived in Viewbank.
Oh, look at us.
So which is just down the road from Eltham.
Yeah.
I lived across the road from Viewbank College on Warren Road. And in case you were going
to
check.
I was getting Google Maps tour.
Yeah, anyway, it was just one of the, it was like a steps up to his house, up to the doorway, just sat on the steps.
I mean, I just want to ask a couple of questions and then get it, because I want to get rid of this mental image.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were going to say?
No, I was going to say that to say he did it all the time is a stretch. Yeah. Like, I saw it twice maybe.
White bread?
I don't know.
Is that in Tip
Top?
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't close enough to see if there was... I didn't know if it was a nine seed kind of vibe or like a raisin bread or, yeah, Helga's. Mm. It could have been artisan.
Baker's Delight. Mm.
Could have been cutting that loaf himself.
That would be just a bit too scratchy on a wound, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
A little bit soft and gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do want a Tip Top there, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. You want a thick white. Josh.
Yes.
This neighbour.
Yep.
I hate this mental image so much. I just want it to be done. Where was this neighbour sitting when he would do this?
Beanbag.
Like
couch,
inside the house?
Inside the house.
Was it a child for you?
Child.
It was a child.
Watching TV. He'd be just gnawing on his knee, get a bit of bread.
So
dab, dab.
He's inside the house. So you're outside the house.
No, I'm in his house. I'm his, I'm
in
his
the
neighbour.
House.
We're the same age.
Right, okay, so this is like a kid you grew up with.
Yeah.
Gross. Mm.
He could be listening, who knows.
Did you ever question that behaviour?
No, we never mentioned it.
Really?
Never said, hey, what are you doing there?
You'd never think...
That's a bit weird.
But surely that was yeah.
Oh,
that was
don't get me wrong.
At the time.
We talked about it amongst my other friends. But never to him did I say, hey, maybe put that away. Maybe get a napkin.
That's gross.
Somehow the way Josh described it was more pictorial and my mind went straight there.
He's a beautiful talker.
You know, Broden, it's not about
me. And you can't avoid that either.
Yeah,
like
I just really went there.
If you're there watching TV and he's doing, you can't avoid that. Broden could have looked away.
You're not looking away from that. Are you kidding me?
Are you peering out the window at him?
No, the bus. He's across the road from where the buses came stopped. Okay. So, like,
he's putting on a show, do you think? He's waiting for the 317.
Well, I didn't see it the first time. It was the 517. I didn't see it the first time. And then the second time, someone said, come look, because he'd done it once.
I used to catch the 517.
There we go. It's a real.
This is insane.
Yeah.
The Bell Street Bus Company.
Dyson's, yep. Oh, no, wait. Bell Street. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. we caught you. I'm just going to take a stab because I want to move on because it's gross. I'm going to say Josh.
You are correct. Yes, a point there. For Jess.
I am so relieved it wasn't a grown-up.
Yeah.
Like, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
That's gross.
So awful.
That's so
children
gross.
Are disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
In every way.
Yeah. He also, this is something else that used to disgust me and my brothers. Get a piece of bread and then roll it up in his hand for like half an hour making a dough and just eat the dough.
Well, like I used to do that when bread was fresh, but it didn't take me half an hour.
Half an hour, just rolling in his hand like he was some criminal mastermind.
No. Okay, so I have a story about someone very well known in a loaf of bread.
Please tell.
And I feel like I'm not, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it because I don't know, firstly, if it would upset him. And secondly, I don't know whether it's We don't have to slanderous.
Say, we don't have to say Adam Richards' name.
I don't. It's not Adam Richards. I'll tell you, and then you can decide whether
I can edit it out.
Legal issues.
I can edit it out.
We are all keen to hear.
I know. So years before, he was a very well-known comedian. Brilliant. He's brilliant. He's always been brilliant. My husband lived with Sam Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And he once, when they ran out of toilet paper, used a loaf of bread.
That's great.
Isn't it genius? And my husband, they were obviously poor students. Although I don't know if Sam was a student, but anyway, they were all poverty stricken. And my husband was outraged because it was his bread. It's like in a share household, you know, you got to keep your bread to yourself.
I don't care what you do with your bread. That's my bread.
That's amazing. Oh.
To Broden, was it Dave or was it myself who took a carload of our friends on a bucks party and was very nervous about driving them? We were totally cool all weekend until reversing out of the driveway at the very end of the weekend and almost drove us all off a cliff. Was that Dave or was that myself?
It was Dave. No, where, Dave?
Where was the bucks party?
Yep.
It was at a beach house.
Where?
Wye River.
Very nice.
Oh, beautiful, by the way. Yeah, my friend.
Yeah, nice. Good choice.
Friend's dad had a house. So we used to go there all throughout high school, and then it was another friend from school. We're the sort of three best mates that have, you know, stayed in touch, not with many other people. And, yeah, we decided to go there for the bucks party.
And you were driving?
Yes.
A
car.
Okay.
Load of people.
Where?
Sorrento.
Not as nice.
It's a nice beach house.
I mean, Sorrento's lovely, but not as nice as Wairua.
Yeah, Sorrento. No. Yeah, you used to live in... You grew up in Tassie.
Didn't get my license till I was 30 years old.
Nah.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
How many years have you had your license?
6 years.
Oh, you're trying to trick him with that.
The math adds up.
Checks out.
All right. What was the groom's name?
Jace.
Short for what?
Honestly, his name on the birth certificate is Jace.
And
he's quite a naughty kid at high school, and teachers would always be like, Jason, and he'd be like, no, just Jace.
No, oh, I'm so sorry, Jace. Yeah.
It's sort of, you sort of go, it gets the teacher on the back foot, they're like, oh, fuck you.
Really?
Yeah. And we got several teachers fired that way. Not true.
Fuck you, Jace. Yeah.
We had a kid in school. Kid in our school whose name was Elvis, and every time we had a relief teacher or a replacement teacher, they would say, what's your name? And he would say, Elvis. And they go, no, what's your real name? And they would get so angry at him and go, my real name is Elvis. And he'd get sent out of class so many times. He was also very naughty.
Classic Elvis.
He'd be a teacher.
Yeah.
You kids, you're pains in the ass.
Oh, I could never do it.
So we've got two people here who are picking different sides of Melbourne's Aries Inlet for their bucks party. And I'm interested as to why they've chosen your friend. What was his name?
His nickname is Snoop. His real name is John.
How long, when was, what year was this?
This was, I'd only just got my license. So it would have been, what's that, 6 years ago, 2012.
That's some quick math. Look at that quick math. Dave, I'm warming to you.
Oh, okay.
when was the wedding? Was it like the next weekend, the wedding, or was it months after? Or
I think it was 2 weeks before. And I emceed the wedding.
Was it a good wedding?
It was great.
Where was the wedding?
In Eltham.
Montsalvat?
No, not at Montsalvat.
I love a Montsalvat wedding.
No, my friend Tom, who's beach house's dad, he was a chef at Montsalvat.
Ah.
It was at Ballara Receptions is what it's called, on Main Road in Eltham. Mm. Beautiful. Oh.
A lot of receptions.
Is it Mudbrick?
I don't think
everything's about breaking.
Most of that certainly is.
Were there peacocks?
Zero peacocks.
I don't know if I've said this on the show before. Peacocks. Oh. There are a lot of peacocks in Launceston where I lived for 5 years.
Mm.
And do you know what the sound a peacock makes?
No.
They sound like this. They go, suck me off, suck me off. They do.
Really?
They sound like someone yelling, suck me off. And there's a lot of them in the gorge at Launceston, which
it's
is
quite Launceston-y, isn't it, to say that?
Also, a well-known beat. So I'm not sure if I was hearing peacocks or just the mating call of a lot of men in that area just going, hey, suck me off, suck me off.
You know, you feel uncomfortable now, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't believe you. I'm going home to Google that. And now, what is going to come up when I Google, do peacocks say suck me off?
Yeah. I'll just,
oh, my God.
Do peacock sound. I'll YouTube it now. Ask him some more questions. I'll get it up.
He'll get it up, bro.
And you emceed the wedding.
Yes.
Did they get you a gift?
No, I don't think so. No, I was part of the bridal party, so I got, you know, this little a glass that says wedding.
I wouldn't say that the MC is part of the bridal party.
Oh, no, I was a groomsman as well.
Oh, you doubled up.
Yes.
I feel like you could ask better questions.
Yeah, I'm...
Joe,
I'm not a detective.
Joe,
no, please, Joe, I'm, well, this is my representative.
How many people were in the car and what?
Oh, yeah.
Suck me off. Suck me off.
Oh, my God.
No.
What that is doesn't happening sound... in your brain for you to think that that says suck me off?
With the Tasmanian accent, okay. They sound...
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, okay, Joe, I think it's fair. You're coming in as my representative.
How many people were in the car?
Full car. So five.
Five.
My Volkswagen Golf.
Okay, and were you? What made you nervous about driving these people?
Well, because it's a 3-hour-ish drive with a stop, and they drank the whole way there.
Uh-huh.
And
do you drink?
Just, yeah, but not and drive.
But how old were you when you were doing?
This is last year.
But, so you've been driving for what? How old are you?
I'm 27, so I've been driving for about 6 years.
6, 7, 8 years. Why would you be nervous about that? I don't know. I'm sus on that.
Oh, also because it's on the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah.
And the
I'm
last
with him.
Mate, I'm familiar with the Great Ocean Road.
I'm on Dave's side
twists
here.
In the turns, and it was dark. And I'm quite a nervous driver.
Oh, dark.
Driver.
It was nighttime.
It was dark.
Great Ocean Road is scary at night.
Joe, also, Dave wouldn't lie.
Wouldn't he?
He's a good man.
I'm a nervous driver.
Yeah.
And someone in the back seat, their wife was like, oh, I'm really nervous you guys are going to crash. And then he wrote back, it's all good. And then just sent a photo of me, and I'm just hunched over the steering wheel like an old lady, just sort of looking like I'm terrified for my life. And she wrote back, yeah, you'll be okay. Because I'm the most cautious of the group. And it was a two.
I think I've cracked the case open.
What do you think, Broden?
It's Dave. I love Dave wouldn't lie.
You are correct. Yes, it was Dave.
I love it. It was all on you going, oh, it was 5 years ago. I drove. Or I got you.
I'll have the record. No, I was cool as ice there. I really came through.
You were Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
I was.
No, because Dave really took us there. The minute you described yourself now, hunched over.
On the driveway, reversing out, I had a full wheel off the edge of the driveway, and it was a big.
Did people get out of the car?
No, because Tom, the guy whose beach house it is, he's the most calm, casual dude ever. He never gets stressed by anything. We're driving back. He's giving me directions. He's like, yeah, you're cool. You're good. You're good. And then he goes, that's all right. And I'm like, what's wrong? And he's like, yeah, your back wheel's off. Like he and then I started panicking. I'm like, what do you mean my back wheel's off? And he's like, you'll be okay. So I had to edge it back. And it took me about 300 goes to get down. It was very embarrassing.
And then around the scores are Joe on 1 point. Off the mark, yes.
Yay.
Jess on 4 points. Broden on 5 points. In the lead on 7 points. It's Dave Warnicki.
Dave.
It feels like he's just had the lead the whole thing.
He has.
He's a natural born winner.
So, it is mine to lose in this round where you can lose points.
Yes, you can lose points. This round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You have to buzz in if you think you know who it is about.
Okay.
You get a point if you get it right. You get a point if you get it wrong.
Okay.
Point off if you get it wrong, I should say.
Mm.
Say your name. That's your buzzer. And the first question is this. Who here hates Peppa Pig?
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Joe.
You are correct. Yes, Joe does hate Peppa Pig.
I really, really fucking hate Peppa
Pig. I'm with you.
Why the hate, guys?
No,
are you a mum, Joe?
I am. Yep. My daughter thankfully has outgrown Peppa Pig now. She's 9.
Yeah.
So Peppa Pig kind of hits her straps around about 4.
Yeah.
And they just become obsessive. You would know this, Josh,
yes,
as a librarian and as a parent as well. And do you know what the plot is for every story?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It starts out good and then it always ends with Moodypoodles. Like, come on, Peppa.
What is that? Like,
mix it up a little. Why do we always have to go to the puddles?
Oh, yeah, she likes puddles. Yeah.
She's a pig.
Right.
But what I don't like about the character of Peppa Pig.
Right.
It really annoys me.
She's really selfish as well.
Yes. Oh, the way she talks to her brother is outrageous.
And all her friends, she has to go first. She has to have the biggest. It's all about. Okay,
Daddy.
Peppa. Yeah.
Daddy.
Hey, you know what is great, parents? You know what's sick? Paddington.
Yes,
the so movie. Good.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm not a father or
too
anything.
Too sad for my kids. Sick.
You don't need to be.
Sometimes you just want to go to a cinema and sit alone and cry.
And watch Paddington.
Well, good luck at Paddington. It's never an empty cinema because it's full of annoying children.
That's
but
right.
It's very good, both of them.
Yeah, get on Paddington, guys.
If you take nothing away from this podcast, get on Paddington.
Do you reckon Paddington has a Peacocks. Patreon that I can give money to?
Question two. Who here told me they have never, ever had a tram fine?
Who's a never what?
A tram fine.
Dave. What's a tram fine?
As in, if you take a tram and you don't pay, you get a fine.
Oh, right. I'll buzz in for that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Jess.
No, it was Broden Kelly told me that. A point off Dave there.
Oh.
And I derivate a lot.
Oh, that's that. Well, that's what makes it interesting because I'm like, I've never had a tram fine either, but I've never fair-evaded. Yeah. So
you're a bad boy.
Yeah, I don't give a stuff.
Do you do that thing where you by the door just looking to see if there's 100%, inspectors?
100%. I've gotten off when you just see a group of diverse men wearing bum bags. Get off that tram.
Yeah.
If they're wearing cargo pants and they're really full, time they, to get off.
Don't they do plain clothes now?
Yeah, Hawaiian shirts, though. That's the rule.
Yeah.
You look at five people who look like that, never, ever be in the same room together.
Yeah, no.
Hop on together talking.
Funny.
Who has pretty much worn the exact same shoes for the last 8 years? Every day.
Joe. Jess.
I heard Joe first. Who do you think, Joe?
I'm going to say Dave.
You are correct. Yes,
what their first
boots.
You've they're good shoes. You've got strong shoe form.
Yes, that's right. The black boot got for the 20th birthday.
What do you got, a Blunstone or is it an RM?
It's an RM.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
RM is very much an Eltham. That's a uniform out there.
Yeah. But you're not saying they're not the same shoes you got like 8 years ago. You've just always had the same style? Or
this is the same pair.
Yeah, RMs will last you 20 years, mate.
They are looking good.
Have you had them resold?
I've had them resold twice, actually, yes.
That's not bad.
I was everything else. Good.
I was kind of hoping it was you, Joe, because you've got some flashy shoes on.
These are one. I'm into kicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, they are good. They're I saw great. Them when you walked in.
For
of course
the audience,
I did.
You're looking at a teal gold menagerie of fun.
This was a collab between Puma and Rihanna.
Oh. Yeah, they are fun. They are bloody fun.
Yeah. RM Williams is a collab between a man and a cow.
True.
Next question. Who used to have a framed picture of their work colleague on their desk even though they sat right next to them? So they would have a framed picture.
Broden.
Yes, Broden.
Jess.
Yes, you are correct.
It's a framed picture of Jess in our office and it feels like something she would do. She brought in to the Auntie Donna office a framed picture of herself and put it up next to all our pictures.
Is it the same picture?
No. It is a headshot though.
Did you just have some spare copies?
No, we were dicking around. We were moving. We were getting moved within the building, and we found out we were going to be sitting next to each other. And we thought, and she said it'd be really funny if we had framed pictures of each other on our desks. And then we followed through. And I've left that job, and she still has a framed picture of me.
Yeah, that's funny. That is funny. You were right. I like it.
Next question could be anyone in this room. Who was their high school drama captain? Who here was their high school drama captain?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I was going to give it up to the other guys, but I know that Jess Perkins was.
Well,
but also so was Broden.
So was I.
Oh, my goodness. I would have been if our school had bloody drama captain. Yeah.
That's so good.
That's so good.
What do you do there, Josh?
We all get a point for being drama captain.
It's the first value it's had.
Josh, were you a drama captain?
I was not a drama captain, but I was house captain.
Yeah.
But we didn't have drama captains.
Neither did we. I wish we did.
But I don't think I would have been. I don't,
so funny.
I was not the lead in the school plays. That was Justin Hazelwood, who went on to be the bedroom philosopher. We went to the same high school.
He's on to be the what?
The bedroom philosopher. He's just written a very good book called Get Up Mum. Get it at your local bookstores.
Okay.
And he was the drama cap. Well, he would have been the lead. He was always the lead in the drama.
Right.
And I was the comedy relief.
I think it's unfair to say that the lead actor is always going to be drama captain,
No, I
Josh.
Wasn't a lead actor.
Yeah, no, I think it's just someone who has a passion for the field and is a great leader.
Mm. Well, do you know what our school had? We had the furniture team, and it was a big thing to be a part of the furniture team, which meant you got out of class 20 minutes early if there was an assembly and you had to go set up the chairs.
Okay.
And you had to pack the chairs away so you got out of class for another 20 minutes.
Right.
Would there be an
Sad
announcement?
Sad school did you go to?
Parkland's
suck
high school.
Off, yes. Suck me off, suck me off.
That was the school song, Next question. Who cried when they realised that they were never going to be best friends with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Joe?
Yes, you are correct.
Joe, how old were you?
It was not that long ago. Because I interviewed her and we had a very strong connection, crazy strong connection.
Right? So you could still be best friends.
This is my point. I said to my husband, right, so we made this real connection and she was going every morning when she was in Melbourne, she was going to have breakfast at the Cowdoro Dairy, which is one of my favourite cafes in Western Kilda, right? And I came home and I said, Daz, you've no idea. Sarah Jessica and I, we were exactly the same. We had the same age kids and the same thoughts on the world and same kooky husband that people wonder why we married them, you know. So I'm going to go to the Cowdoy Dairy and we're going to see each other and she'll remember me and then we'll like get to tweeting each other and then we'll end up in New York together and we'll be lifelong friends, right? And my husband said, she's an actress. She's meant to make you feel that way. And I went, you're wrong. Whoa. And then I went to bed that night planning to get up to go to the Cowdoy Dairy. And when I woke up the next morning, he said, where are you going? I've gone, I'm going to the Cowdoy Dairy. And he said, why? She's never going to be your best friend. And I was like, oh, my God, he's right.
Oh, wow.
And I fully cried. I fully cried because I thought we were going to be best friends.
But you were up and ready
and
to go.
I still haven't let it go entirely.
And you didn't go to the Cowdoy Dairy?
No, I did not go.
Oh, do you sometimes wonder,
what if?
Yeah.
Sliding doors day. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What makes the Cowdoy Dairy good?
It's just, it's a really sweet little cafe and the food's amazing and it's very kind of off-Broadway for St Kilda.
Okay. I'm going to say true.
Next question. Who made a terrible error on eBay when buying their partner a gift?
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Broden.
No, it was Joe. Damn. Off Jess there.
I was about to say Broden too.
It was you.
It was me. Other people have made mistakes too, Josh. I didn't think it was just me.
Well, you're the one who told me.
I'm really embarrassed. I bet you guys really love Star Wars. Are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, I see them all.
I'll see them, yeah.
Oh, I'm just so embarrassed by this.
I'm not a fan, Joe.
Are you really into Star Wars?
I've only ever seen the first film. If you feel unsafe, it's a safe space
you've
to bang out Star Wars.
Which film?
The first Star Wars.
From the 80s?
The New Hope.
That's the only one I've seen. Oh, wow. And it was only like a couple of years ago when Still Saunders made me sit down and watch it so we could do a podcast.
Did you enjoy it?
No. It's boring. Really? It's so slow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
So my husband loves Star Wars, and so I thought I got him a
Is it Star Trek? Oh, my goodness.
That's what it feels like it's going
there. No, I got him a...
Storage Wars.
I got him a light that was a lightsaber, right? Mm. But I'm a very... I don't eBay.
Yeah.
Right? So I didn't really look at the measurements properly.
Oh, no.
And when it came, it was like... I don't know. It was about... It was very short, very small.
So it was like the size of a banana.
And he opened it. He's like, I was like, oh, my God, I thought it would be this big wall thing because it said you'd hang it on the wall and it was this big lightsaber and I was so embarrassed and I was like, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. He's like, how did you not read it says on the thing how big it was? And I'm like, well, you know, I've been misled how big an inch is.
Darling.
Yeah.
Next question. Who here went to 5 different primary schools?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Broden.
You are correct. Yes, it was Broden.
Did you get kicked out?
You can tell I'm broken, can't you? You can feel it.
That's a lot, mate.
It is a lot.
You got kicked out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is this why?
Why? What happened?
I'm a bad boy. Mm. No, just Dad moved around for business, for work. Wasn't in the army or anything. I wasn't in the army. Neither was my
dad.
What
did he do?
He worked for a pharmaceutical company as a sales manager. We moved to Adelaide and then moved back. And then he opened with my mum and Michelle's patisserie at Northland. And then they sold
Northland's
that.
Northland's, mate.
Yeah, mate. Mm. And then they opened a cafe in East Melbourne. And now he works. He worked for, started a coffee company and then moved out of that.
So you're moving schools a lot?
Yeah, it's the end of that story. Yeah.
Isn't it funny, like now, Josh, as the only parents in the room, the thought of moving your child from one primary school to another, it is like...
Traumatic.
Seriously traumatic. Like there has to be the greatest reason alive to
Michelle's
consider.
Patisserie.
It was calling.
And so, but you moved 5 times, you poor little poppers.
I think that's now... back when you're a child,
yeah.
I'm not sure if the parents would have thought like that.
I guess not. Obviously, his didn't.
It was, or they don't love you.
But I put it down 100% the reason that I'm a performer now.
I was going to say.
Hugely, because you're going to a new school and you go, do you like this? 100% I love that. Yeah. That's the thing. Look at me.
Yeah.
100%.
Did you have times when you had no friends?
Oh, yeah. When I started at ViewBank and it was no friends, you know, just starting high school new, and it was my birthday.
Oh.
And I went to school, and Mum, I think they got me other stuff, but they definitely also got me pencils and a pencil case for my birthday at a new school. Oh, it was
that's a really shit present.
Yeah.
Oh, that breaks my heart for you, Broden.
And it's true. That's true.
You're doing okay now, though.
Yeah, you're a drama captain, mate.
Yeah. Yes.
I got drama captain. I showed them.
Good point.
You're on a podcast, mate.
Yeah.
Where are they? And our final question for the game. Who here has a collection of sleeping masks? Who has a collection of sleeping masks?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Jess.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes, it was Jess.
It was me. But it didn't even start with me, though, to be fair.
Eye masks?
Yeah, like the sleeping eye masks.
I've also got a small collection for my blind dating show.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Mine are because my partner always wears one. And so one time, as a joke, I bought one that's a little like fox face for when he sleeps at my house. And I thought it was a bit funny. And he loves it. So we have a fox face and a pug. And there's a cat one, and I have a unicorn one.
Do you rotate?
So the unicorn mask does have a horn on it,
yeah.
So it's not a sleeping mask. It's to stop you from rolling on your face.
The horn goes up.
Okay.
And it's like flat. It's like a little cartoon unicorn. It's very cute.
Are you a light sleeper? Do you feel the need for the...
I don't at all. He does, and I just had the unicorn one because I think it's cute. But I don't really use him that much, but he loves him.
Nothing funnier than walking in a room seeing someone sleeping with a mask on.
Yeah, or him going, all right, and pulling it down.
It's so Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah. So it's just a little fox. You're like, all right, mate. Yeah.
At the end of the game, the scores are Joe Stanley on 5 points.
Very well. Came back there, Joe.
Broden Kelly on 7 points.
Oh, he dropped.
Dave Warnicki on 7 points.
Oh!
And also on 7 points, it's Jess Perkins. Whoa! It's a three-way tie.
Go drama captains, yeah. Even though I wasn't one.
It's never happened in the show before. We've never had a three-way tie.
What do we do, fight to the death?
Three-way.
Yeah.
Hang on, did I tie?
You're in, bud.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
All right. It just means Joe lost. Yeah. That's it.
This is like the monopoly of podcasts. We try and get a loser, not a winner. So that's the end of the show. So before we go, we can plug what we've got to plug. Now, Joe, you've got some books out.
Oh, yeah. I wrote some books.
Harry Potter?
No. It's the Play Like a Girl series about a girls' footy team. They're for 8 to 10-year-old readers. And there's book 6 coming out in like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow.
That is really cool.
So they're not like picture books, they're little novels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the AFLW endorsed the books, which is awesome.
Great.
So I've been able to actually put, you know this, Josh, like when you're writing fiction, if you want to use an actual person's name, you're not allowed to unless you get a license for it.
Right.
So fortunately I was able to put real AFLW players.
Like who?
Great.
Katie Brennan. except she doesn't play for the Dockers anymore, but in my story she does.
Wow.
And Emma King, who back then played for Collingwood, but she doesn't anymore.
Where did Katie Brennan go?
Katie Brennan has left the Bulldogs, I think.
Really?
Am I making that up?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't want to freak people out because people are very passionate about that.
Are we all going to North Melbourne now? Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Well, because Mo Hope has.
Yeah. Mo Hope's left there. But Mel Hickey, it goes to the cafe around the corner from, we've tangented.
Sorry.
From Stupid Old Studios, and she's diehard demon. Diehard demon.
I don't know, you're 5 seconds. To help myself to your phone, like it was my husband's, and then I've just gone, you're not the same password.
Katie Brennan.
Okay. While you guys are doing that, Jess and Dave, where can people hear you guys?
Well, we do a podcast called Do Go On, and it's probably the best podcast in the universe.
Well, certainly the best on the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Them's the fighting words.
So it's also on the network with Josh and Broden's podcast. Basically, we pick a subject or a person from history, and then someone writes a report about it and the other two joke around. And this week's episode is all about Che Guevara.
Oh, nice.
Talk about whether he's a good or a bad
freedom
guy.
Fighter or terrorist.
Yeah,
exactly.
Basically, that's how it ends.
I love
or
it.
Or T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
Jess, people can also hear you on Triple J.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm on Triple J on usually Wednesdays at between 1 and 6 a.m. If people are stupid and awake.
But overseas people would hear this.
Yeah, true.
You can listen online.
Can listen online. I also do a segment with the drive team. I'm the dog act judge, so I take my job very seriously.
Broden, where can people see or hear you?
We're going to America in 2 weeks. Do you have American?
I have
okay.
The American.
All right, let me see if I can do this. Boston, Washington, D.C., New York, Philadelphia, and then Des Moines, St. Paul, wow. Milwaukee, Madison, and then Canada, Toronto, and Calgary.
That is the coolest awesome. Thing ever.
In a bus.
Oh, we're doing you a tour bus.
No shit. Yeah.
So yeah.
Bunk beds.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's you and who? Sick.
Auntie Donna, my right. comedy group.
So there's all six of you guys going over?
No, the touring group, which is Mark, Zach, myself, Tom, our music boy, and then our touring guys over there.
No poos so on the bus.
That's... Yeah, I've heard that. That's what I've heard from people. Yeah. No poos on. But where do I poo?
You stop at a road stop and that's go, I've got to go do a poo.
And you sell it for $50.
Yes. I need to say Katie Brennan has not left the Western Bulldogs.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I don't want people to freak out.
I personally had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Freaked me out.
Yeah. Craig Hutchinson over here. Yeah. if you are in around Newcastle, Cessnock, Tamworth, Gunnedah, Broken Hill, I'm going to be there in the next 2 weeks with the Melbourne Comedy Festival Roadshow. If you're a fan of the podcast, come up and say hi at the end of the show because we're always in the foyer. Looking depressed, trying to sell the Comedy Festival merchandise.
Part. It sucks so
Shows
bad.
Shows are great, though.
Shows are amazing.
But then it's just us standing out there trying to sell stuff that doesn't go to us.
And people just nod at you like, okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's been Don't You Know Who I Am. See you all next time. Bye. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.